watching the planes come and go. Summer days especially, we would drive up and park where we had an optimal view of the Cessna jets with their wealthy business travelers, as well as the commercial 747s shuttling assorted passengers through the friendly skies. The red-orange sun would be descending in the afternoon sky, heavy from the weight of its own sweltering heat, and we'd have all the windows rolled down to catch a breeze as my siblings and I laughed and pointed out specific clouds to each other. A camel, a roller coaster, the face of one of our aunties, while waiting for the next plane to land or take off. We couldn't afford the trips to the Florida beaches or vacations to the Grand Canyon that my classmates would boast about the rest of the summer. But we had the next best thing, stimulating our imaginations more than any visit to Disneyland, driving up that hill by the airport before or sometimes after dinner from time to time. As we sat in the car or ventured out on the lot to get a closer look, we would imagine we were on those planes, going God knows where to see God knows what. Defying gravity. Flying for the first time is a lot like creating your own business, launching a